Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Basement Binge, an episode that I'm still trying to decide if it belongs in Animation Hall of Fame Volume 3 or not, as it is the new Super Mario Brothers movie. It is an animated movie, and I have been talking about it, but as I prepared the episode, I'm just going to keep it spoiler-free, keep it simple, and because I've only seen it once now and I don't have too many things to say about it, but I will get into what I have to say about it right now with the very first segment, 2 cents. Again, this is completely spoiler-free. So 2 cents, what are my thoughts about it? First, I have to say that I could not believe that it was Illumination, who's the studio who made this, the studio that you're probably most familiar with, making Despicable Me and Minions, the animated Grinch movie, those types of things. I was surprised by that because it feels and looks totally different than anything that it's been doing lately. Like, yes, I guess the animation is very similar, but it feels different. Like, this isn't Despicable Me. It's not Despicable Me type movie or humor. The animation is spot on to Illumination. I mean, it's good, but not interesting. And because this is Animation Hall of Fame and I was preparing a review for Animation Hall of Fame, I kept watching the animation, hoping for reasons to praise it. And I didn't really find any beyond just saying the lighting is pretty cool at times and the animation is seamless and has good motion. It's consistent and loyal to the Mario universe, which is really good and one of the reasons that it feels kind of different from Illumination. But to give it more credit than that, which it does deserve, it captures the energy of Mario perfectly. You get side-scrolling, you get Mario Kart on Rainbow Road, blue shell explosions, jumping, trying and failing over and over again. It has some quirks to it, I would say, that make it feel very Mario in a great way, and the animation captures that energy perfectly. On top of that, it has some really impressive cloth and hair simulations. The mustaches in particular are really fluffy and full of individual hair strands, while Donkey Kong looks like real fur. Like technically, this is impressive that it can render skin so smoothly and still have such a fluffy mustache with individual hair fibers that you can see. But to move on from the animation aspect for a moment, to talk about the movie, it is similar to everything that I said about the animation. It's good. It's fun. It's very competently made, but I wouldn't say that it's great. It's not knock your socks off. I feel like that's all I have to say is that it was good and it was fun. But trying to stop and think, I realized that this actually, as I said, captures the Mario game really well, not just in the visuals of it, but in the moments that I have. There are moments that are distinctively different from the Mario games, and the story goes beyond anything that the games has. Obviously, things have to change. It creates, adds things to characters that weren't there and kind of changes up the lore a little bit, but it captures the vibe of it all while making something original and interesting, which is a hard balance. And I was having a good time watching it, and all the references and acknowledgments of what it is and where it came from is fun. It's not trying to be something that it isn't, and it's also completely confident in being a Mario Brothers movie and letting that be enough. It doesn't try to be more than it has to be, and that's a really good thing. Because Mario's fun, and they let the fun of Mario come over in the movie in so many ways. And, you know, I mean, you're just having a good time watching it. It's just a lighthearted good time. But it's not one, you know, you don't fire up a Mario game and say like, oh my gosh, this is a breakthrough in gaming. By no means is this a breakthrough in movie making, but it's good. You know, it's reliable. It's consistent. And a big part of that is the voice cast. They all bring these characters to life. Jack Black as Bowser and Anya Taylor-Joy as Peach in particular were the standouts to me, especially Jack Black. He's just fantastic at Bowser. Like, there's not a lot of moments where Jack Black comes through. It really feels like Bowser, but there are those moments where Jack Black does come through and it matches perfectly. He has this ballad that he sings that I've heard Jack Black wrote himself, and it's just good fun. It was funny. We were all enjoying it in the theater together. Anya brings life to Peach. which was a character I was expecting to have no life, and she brings tons to her. Everyone else is great. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong is really fun. I love that. Charlie Day is genuinely perfect as Luigi. And Keegan-Michael Key is unrecognizable as Toad. If I didn't know it was him, I wouldn't have ever guessed that. But it's because he's just Toad, and that's a really, really good thing. And lastly, to get to Chris Pratt as the main character Mario, I was worried about him like everybody else was. But he brings respect to the role, and eventually that worry went away, and I wasn't thinking about Chris Pratt as much as I was thinking about just Mario. And he does a good job. Lastly, this is just a fun kids movie, and that's one of the reasons that I really, really love this. The theater was full, and there were kids everywhere. It was awesome. They seemed to be loving it. They were really excited. Every single time another preview or trailer played, they're like, when's the movie starting? The kids were excited, and that was really fun to be in that energy. I was by myself, but it was fun. Please let your kids watch this movie and not something like Marvel or Shazam or something like, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your kids, but I miss the days when kids' movies were kids' movies instead of PG-13 action movies being kids' movies. It's an interesting dynamic. And as much as I want to fight to prove that animation isn't just for kids, the world does need more kids' movies. Things like this or the Sonic movies that are just wholeheartedly and innocent and fun in a way that kids can be excited about. And that was a fun energy to be around. That being said, there is another side of this coin, and this movie is really violent for a kid's movie. Like, obviously, it's Mario versus Bowser. There's going to be some conflict and action. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, really on-the-nose violence that made me and the parent who was next to me kind of uncomfortable. She had some reactions. I was like, okay, good. We're feeling the same thing. Like, there's a scene where Dry Bones, there's a bunch of them that capture Luigi, and they're at zombies, and it's genuinely creepy and kind of terrifying. Like, I know I'm a wimp. I make jokes like that all the time, but it works for what it's doing. Like, it's terrifying. It's meant to be terrifying for Luigi, but it would be terrifying to a kid. Like, I just kept thinking about, like, oh my gosh, like, this is straight up zombie stuff that if I was a kid, I would be traumatized by. And then on top of that, the movie just talks about death and killing directly a lot. Like, one of the first lines of the movie is Bowser saying he's going to kill everyone. And yes, Mario has to fight Bowser. I get that. He jumps on Koopa's heads. There's blue shells. It's Mario. And Bowser has to be Bowser, right? Right. But the amount of times that he mentions killing people or death or causing death or what, as he says one time, breaking every bone in someone's body. Like, it was kind of shocking. Like, this is a movie for kids. It's a weird balance because you got to make Bowser evil. He's a villain. I get that. And that has to be real. And I'm not saying shy away from that, but it really kind of felt like too much. Like there's like 6 and 7 and 8 year olds around me watching this. And it made me kind of uncomfortable thinking this is what kids were watching. It's a tough balance. And I assume it was a mom next to me. She seemed to have similar actions. And like, the movie starts that way, so it kind of like takes you off guard, like, oh, this is a kid's movie and we're starting with killing. That was just, whoa, wasn't expecting that. And then it just keeps happening in a way that would just, like, it was just very frequent. It was a big theme. You know, there's that star that's in the trailer, the little blue star that's in a cage where Luigi's captured. Go watch one of the trailers. And he jokes about the sweet release of death. That needs to be completely removed from the movie. There are more jokes that he has. I guess attempts at jokes, and none of it's funny. No one laughed. Like the theater laughed at other things, but I'm being serious. No one laughed at those jokes that dumb star was making. And there was some genuine discomfort that, like I said, I was only next to one parent. I was next to all other kids, but all the parents in the room, every single time that star said something, it seemed like a very uncomfortable vibe that everyone was having. No one was laughing. The star is making comments that no joke are suicidal. And that's not meant to be a joke, especially in a kid's movie. You just don't do that. Like, kids are going to remember this as a joke, that one thing you can do to be funny is joke about the sweet release of death and that there's no point in living, that we should all hope to be sacrificed to lava. Like, it was not funny, and it made me really, really uncomfortable, just completely unnecessary in the movie. I don't know who decided to include that, but it's dumb. So, I mean, it was disappointing because I was like, man, this is such a good kids movie. I'm excited to be with kids. Like, I love kids. And they were excited about it. And then there were just some things. I was like, oh my gosh, This is a kid's movie. We should be careful what we're telling kids is humor and what isn't, and what's appropriate and what's not. It was interesting. It was interesting. So, I mean, I'm kind of getting into it here, so we'll just get into the next segment, Watchworthiness.
Mr. Incredible, we need your help.
Showtime.
This is where I can tell you if it's worth seeing. Again, completely spoiler-free. All I have to say is that it's fun. It really is a good time. As much as I kind of complain there at the little, and it's fun. It's a good time. If you enjoy Mario and you enjoy references, it's a good time. Outside of the complaints about death and killing and all that, it's a really good kids movie. Just be aware if you're deciding to take your kids that that's a part of it. Maybe you won't care as much as I did. I don't even have kids, but it bothered me. But for you adults, for people like me, if you're thinking about watching this for a fun time, I cannot recommend the Dungeons & Dragons movie enough. Everything that I was looking forward to in this movie, I got more of in Dungeons & Dragons, which I wasn't expecting in Dungeons & Dragons. Not to say that Mario didn't have that. It did deliver on the fun, kind of adventure, humor, just lightheartedness that's really, really good, that is really enjoyable. It had that. But D&D had way more of it and was way more fun. And if you're deciding between the two of these, go see Dungeons & Dragons. If you have seen Dungeons & Dragons and you want to see this, totally go see it. It's fun. It's worth seeing. I mean, it's not a must-see by any means, but if you were wanting to go see it, yes, go see it. If you're kind of on the fence and you're already thinking that you're not going to like it, it's probably not going to sway you. But if you were halfway interested, you'll have a good time. So, I mean, you can reasonably wait for when it's released at home. But, I mean, it's fun to be around a bunch of kids and hear the excitement that they had. It makes it more fun. It really is. And to hear kids laugh, it was a good time. I enjoyed it. So I recommend it if you're thinking about it. If you haven't seen Dungeons & Dragons yet, I highly recommend that. But that's going to do it for this episode. A short episode so that I can get on to other episodes to be released in Animation Hall of Fame Volume 3. Very excited. One movie that is for sure going to be an episode in Animation Hall of Fame 3 is Suzumi, the new movie by Makoto Shinkai. It's coming out. Having a U.S. release here. Very excited. Obviously, Your Name was a huge impact on me if you've listened to that episode and past Animation Hall of Fame series or seasons. I'm going to be reviewing Weathering with you. Very, very excited about that and looking forward to Suzumi. In addition to some other great anime movies that are truly kids' movies, like WALL-E, and then also just some other really excited animated movies. So looking forward to all of that. Make sure you're subscribed to The Basement Binge if you aren't already. Once again, if you haven't heard it enough, this is The Basement Binge. My name is Harrison, and that's all for now. Ciao, ciao.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. On sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.